ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Australia, meet your new McCafe blend. Smooth, rich with a hint of sweet berry. It's coffee fit for an Aussie.
The Bachelor, it's back, baby, and I'm loving it. It started last night. First ep where the new Bachelor, Jimmy Nicholson, actually got introduced to all of the girls that are going to be vying for his attention. It's always an interesting start to the season. And Jimmy joins us right now. How are you, Jimmy?
Good morning, guys. I'm great.
Now, you've got 23 women vying for your heart. Were you expecting it to be as full on as it was on that first night?
Look, I was expecting big things on the red carpet because there always is. But it's not until you're standing there and you're on the receiving end of it all that you realise this is a crazy experience. But yeah, watching it back, I saw a lot of stuff that I didn't see on the night. So
interesting.
I'm sitting on the edge of my seat eating the popcorn as well.
So you actually found love through this process. You've been very open about that and you're still with the girl. Are you watching it together? Because I would find it very uncomfortable to watch my partner date 23 women on TV.
We're not watching it together.
Okay,
no, unfortunately,
great.
Can't because of everything that's going on at the moment.
Yeah,
but maybe it's a good thing as well.
Yeah,
outside of the reach.
I think it would be. Because if like past seasons of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette are anything to go by, it's like when we're all 13, like there's a whole lot of passion, but it kind of ends there. Like a lot of pashies, a lot of snogging, it kind of ends.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, like, do you pash multiple women in the show, and will that be awkward for your now partner to watch back?
Look, I think all of the girls coming into the show, they know what they're getting themselves into, and if I was to go on The Bachelorette, you know what's going to happen. So the important thing is just you focus on each other and what you've got now, and like, hopefully we can have a laugh about it because we're pretty rock solid, so I think we'll be fine.
That's a yes. It's going to be a pash fest.
Oh, yeah, that's a bit of a pash fest.
Great.
Yeah,
yeah. Love it.
Jimmy, I had to ask you about something that did happen on the red carpet last night because I've had nothing but amazing thoughts in regard to your character. You seem like a really genuine guy. You even revealed on the project last night that you broke your contract so you could tell your ex you were going on the show out of courtesy to her. Like, you seem really lovely. However, there was a girl...
However, that seemed like a pretty bloody big however.
One of the girls brought her chihuahua to meet you on the red carpet last night. And I always say that a dog knows how to judge a person's character. And this dog did not like you. It tried to bite your hand. So
awkward.
Now I'm questioning everything.
Awkward.
Big Lenny. I know. He's a vicious little beast. No, look. I'm very close with my dog, and I actually think I'm pretty good with animals because I generally know how to approach them, right? Apparently it's palm down to approach a dog, but I think I was a bit caught up in the moment. And I kind of went at him, so
right.
Yeah, he's a big fella. He's just protecting his mum. the funny thing is, Lenny doesn't have any teeth. Like, he's literally got no teeth, so it didn't hurt.
He literally tried to bite your hand off.
With Gabby, they're good judges of character, these dogs. So I'm going to
watch
you closely, Jimmy.
Yeah, as long as his mum likes me, that's all that matters.
Yeah. Well, Jimmy, you seem like the perfect package. Jimmy the pilot, he's the new Bachelor. It started last night. It does continue tonight, 7:30, only on 10. Good on you, Jimmy. Wishing you nothing but love and luck for the future with your new partner, mate.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Love this chat.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast. Australia, meet your new McCafe blend. Smooth, rich with a hint of sweet berry. It's coffee fit for an Aussie.